Do you know that honking the horn can be against traffic rules? More than 2,000 drivers in Shanghai have already been punished this year. How can drivers get their driving etiquette right? Stay with us.
Join us every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM for Roundtable. Making sense so you don't have to.
It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Luo Yu, and Nick Lanigan in the studio. When you're driving, to honk or not to honk could be a question. In the central area in Shanghai, honking the horn can be punished. Shanghai has punished over 2,800 drivers for illegally honking the horn. Why do so many drivers have this very bad habit?What's going on here, guys? Just please clarify to me, why is honking the horn against the rules sometimes?
Well, that initiative is currently taken by the Shanghai municipal government. The city of Shanghai started to punish road traffic violations from March the 24th, 2016. According to the Shanghai Municipal Public Security Bureau, they had punished altogether 2,857 cases of illegally honking the horn by April the 9th, and local police punished 100 drivers for that just from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on that specific day, April the 10th. And actually, this is not the very first time the Shanghai city did so. Even starting from June the 1st, 2007, the city of Shanghai started to ban honking the horn the whole day in the area within the outer ring road. However, you know, you still can hear this shrill honking horn in the city.
You one of those people that just go beep?
No, I never beep.
I don't believe you. Because we don't even have this rule in Beijing. And, correct me if I'm wrong, our dear listeners, all right? So, Nick.
Yes, so as you said, it's been actually banned since 2007, but apparently the ban wasn't having any effect because no one was enforcing it. And it's such a large number of people that have been punished for this in such a short space of time. So, why is it 2,800 in just a couple of weeks? So, it seems like the police must have been very busy cracking down on this over this kind of time period. But the fine or the warning that the drivers got seems to be a warning between 20 of up to 200 yuan. So based on the situation and kind of, I guess if you're a repeat offender maybe as well, in the given situation where you get caught doing that. Mm-hmm. And a local policeman said that it should be a short blast if you do have to honk your horn in order to prevent an accident or something like that. And there's no excuse for just leaning on it when you're in traffic and honking the horn the whole time.
Going like beep, and that's from Luo Yu, you know.
No, that's not from me.
I can totally see you doing that, Luo Yu.
That's sheer discrimination.
No, that's not discrimination. It's just a fellow colleague, you know, sharing her observation. Because, okay, this is not from Luo Yu, but, you know, at certain times, sometimes drivers tend to use honking the horn as a way to signal their frustration, mm-hmm. and they're not happy with the traffic, or, you know, sometimes when you're driving at rush hour in Shanghai or in Beijing, I'm sure in a lot of these cities in China, it's like sitting in traffic and you are trapped in a confined, small vehicle, and you don't really want to let the windows down because it's just bad air outside and you're trapped in this little thingy. And how can you voice your unhappiness and displeased feeling? It's through honking the horn.
Well, I have to disagree with that as a strategy because if I think I'm in a traffic jam, I'm not moving, I'm stuck, I'm hot, I'm frustrated, the last thing I think is, you know what, I wish there was a really loud, annoying noise right now, just making a really loud sound all around me and annoying everybody. So I can see how it could vent your frustration, but also I think it would just make everybody else more frustrated.
Yeah, definitely. I think Chinese people vent their frustration more often than people from other parts of the world. I mean, just come on.
Is it because Chinese people are more frustrated?
Is there more traffic?
Both,
trying
maybe.
To find an excuse for our fellow compatriots. And the reason why I shared that very long monologue that was not pleasing for anyone is, I think I understand the sentiment, but I think we got this thing wrong because honking the horn is not supposed to be, a way to express your feelings or your unhappiness. It should be the way to, ensure safety pretty much. So
right.
whenever there is like a, dangerous situation in front of you happening, then you can honk the horn, but it's not a way to vent. And I think that is one part a lot of drivers simply don't get, or we just didn't think it's a big deal, you know?
Yeah, they abuse the power of honking the horn all the time, to
like
some extent.
Like
me.
But on a serious note, I think that can make it more dangerous as well, because if you're constantly honking the horn all the time, people don't really think, when they hear it, oh, there's a dangerous situation here, I should pay more attention, you know, I should be more careful here. They just think, oh, someone's annoyed and honking their horn. So it kind of loses the purpose that it has in the first place.
Definitely, especially when every individual driver is stuck in a traffic congestion. What is the purpose of honking the horn?
Exactly. Everybody
is doing the same thing. It'll be more frustrating.
Yeah, and maybe some people think that if I'm going down, I'm taking someone with me. Or actually on the street, it's like, if I'm staying here forever, staying still, I'm going to honk my horn and let you guys get annoyed too. And that is just not the kind of attitude that is good for anyone. You know what you should be doing? Okay, I'm going to be asking you guys suggestions, right? But the first suggestion I give to every driver sitting in traffic is, you listen to the Roundtable podcast on, you know,
they have to be well-educated. English tends to be a very big problem for them.
No, it's not a problem for people. If you can't understand every word in the beginning, just listen to a few more episodes. And then,
that's,
you know, you'll gradually know more. And that's how people learn. That's the learning curve. Or listen to the live radio broadcast, as what we're doing right now. Yes, aside from that very valuable piece of advice, guys, what are some of the other suggestions?
Well, some other radio programs can have this sort of information.
No!
Like Beijing 交通广播.
Okay, that's the only suggestion that I would admit.
I would say music as well is another option. Not on radio, of course. You should only listen to us, but CDs in your car, something like that.